Acts chapter 4. But while they were speaking to the people, the priests and the head guard of the temple and the Sadducees confronted them. And they were exasperated at them, teaching the people and proclaiming the resurrection of the dead in Jesus. And they laid hands on them and had them put in custody until the following day, for it was already evening. But many of those hearing the word believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes gathered in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And they placed them before them, and inquired, "By what power, or in what name, did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we today are being examined about the good work on a sick man, by what means he has been cured, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that it is in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, that it is by him that this man stands here in your presence healthy. He is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the keystone. And there is no salvation in any other, for neither is there any other name given among men by which we must be saved." And when they saw the confidence of Peter and John, and when they realized that they were unlettered and laymen, they were amazed, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. And since they saw the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say against it. And they ordered them to go out of the Sanhedrin council and conferred with each other. And they said, "What shall we do to these men? For that an evident sign has taken place through them is manifest to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that it does not spread any further throughout the people, we will threaten them strongly, telling them not to speak any more in this name to any man." So they called them and commanded them not to speak out or teach in the name of Jesus at all. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to hear you rather than God, you judge. For we cannot refrain from speaking of what we have seen and heard." Then they threatened them some more and released them, not finding any way to have them punished on account of the people, because everyone was glorifying God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing had taken place was more than 40 years old. So having been released, they went to their own circle and reported everything that the senior priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God in unanimity and said, "Master, you who are God, who made heaven and the earth, and the sea, and everything in them, you who said through the mouth of David your servant, 'Why do the nations rage, and the peoples exercise themselves with vain concerns? The kings of the earth have taken a stand, and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For they have truly gathered against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan have preordained to take place. And as for the present situation, Lord, look at their threats, and allow your servants to speak your word with all confidence, by stretching out your hand for healing and signs and miracles taking place through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had implored him, the place where they were gathered shook, and all of them were filled with Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with confidence. And the heart and soul of the multitude of the believers was one, and not a single one said any of their possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. And the apostles gave a testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus with great power, and they were all greatly esteemed. For no one among them was in need, for all who were the owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the items sold, and they laid them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to whatever anyone needed. And Joses, who was surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which, when translated, is son of consolation, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, who owned land, sold it, and he brought the proceeds and placed them at the apostles' feet.